Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 4th of December and it's the second Sunday of Advent. Today we should be thinking about John the Baptist, Jesus and fruit. There will be some locusts in there somewhere, but mainly it's John the Baptist and fruit. I'm Sarah, I'm the Vicar of St John's, and it's good to have you with us. St John's is a growing community centred in Cardiff, but with members of our community spread across the world. We're glad that you've joined us, and we hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community today, having time with each other and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you found us, for whatever reason that you are here, whether you've been a regular attender or you've just fairly recently just started coming, you are welcome here. If you choose to put your first names and locations into the comments on Facebook or YouTube, we will try to welcome you personally. And it also serves as an indication of who we are meeting here with today. But there's no pressure. It's just a suggestion. And each week, several people watch us or tune in, but don't actually say anything in the comments. And that is just fine. Today's service will last just over 20 minutes. And if you can, please do stay with us right till the very end. We've got some photos of our latest ministry team member. And anyway, it's a good thing to do. We've got some other things too to show you at the end of the service. So, who do we have online here today? Well, first, out of the gate, as it were, was Heather, our ordinand. Hello, everyone from a chilly Taffs. Well, Heather preached fabulously in St John's today. We have a 3-minute version of that for you in the live stream this afternoon, which I'm really looking forward to sharing with you. Ruth, our wonderful church warden. Hello, Ruth. It's good to see you. And Ruth has been out ministering for a lot of the last 24 hours. Take it from me. So I'm amazed at Ruth's stamina. Great to have you with us, Ruth. Myrta joins us from summer in Montevideo in Uruguay. I hope your summer is going well, Myrta. Great to have you with us. Louise joins us from Pontypridd. And Louise, it's great to have you with us week by week. And I hope your week has been good. Amanda joins us from Cambran. Amanda, I was speaking to someone this week who was singing your praises. For the life of me, I cannot remember who it was, but they were nonetheless saying how super you were. And of course, that's something we all know at St John's. So welcome. Hope you're having a good weekend. Elaine joins us from wonderful Yorkshire. She says, hi, everyone. I hope you're all well. Elaine from West Yorkshire. So, so good, Elaine, to have you with us. And Mary joins us from Gloucester today. So we have Julie and Mary in Gloucester today. And the new little one, whose name I have to say has just gone out of my mind. But anyway, pop it in the message. But hello to you all in lovely Gloucester, and I hope you're doing well. Paul joins us from Pontypridd. Hi, Paul. Lovely to have you with us. So if you're watching on Catch Up or listening on Catch Up, Laura usually does. Liz and Helen and Chris often do. Gwyneth often does. It's great to have you with us too. And Mary, thank you very much indeed. The new addition to their family is Cora. Great. Thank you for that. I should get Cora's name in my head. But thinking of you, I hope you have all had a good week together. So hello to you if you're listening on the phone. We turn this into an audio version, which is available on the phone. All you have to do is dial a number. And when you dial the number, it will play for you. It'll play for you at 2 a.m. if that's what you want. It'll play for you again at 3 if that's what you want. The number 02920 101 565. 02920, that's a Cardiff code. 101 565. 1-800-665-665. And for the price of a normal call to Cardiff, you can listen to the whole service again. In the lead up to Christmas, there may be some people who are on their own, and those people may not have iPads or may not feel confident online. So you might like to make a note of the number and pass it on to them, because it might be quite useful for them in this Christmas period. But if you're listening on the phone, hello to you. So hello to Norma, we're thinking of you. Joyce and Vernette. Hello to Christabel, Iris, Jane and Jane's friends. To Dorothy. Good to see you, Dorothy. And hello to Oswald and to Marion. Each and every one of you is welcome. So, friends, in the midst of this world with its difficulties and its joy, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We're in the presence of God and each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the second Sunday of Advent. It's recorded and read for us by Evan, our treasurer. Oh, and tower captain.
Father in heaven, who sent your Son to redeem the world and will send him again to be our judge, give us grace to imitate him in the humanity and purity of his first coming, that when he comes again, we may be ready to greet him with joyful love and firm faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. And we have a new voice on the live stream this week. It's read for us today, recorded in St. John's just before the service this morning. It's read for us today by Henry, who sings in our church choir.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' But I tell you, God is able to see from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear the threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire."
So, here's Heather with her address.
Advent is a time of waiting and watching. It's a time of quiet and calm. Then John the Baptist bursts in. He is wild and unconventional. He eats bugs and wears animal skins. He doesn't try to fit in or mince his words. How did he have the confidence to do that? Well, I think it was because he knew he had been appointed by God. Way back, even before he was born, the Holy Spirit was with him. In Luke's Gospel, we're told of the word that came to his father, Zechariah, about him and what he would do. And he was a miracle baby, usually a sure sign that you're destined to work for God. And when Mary, the mother of Jesus, goes to see them, John leapt in his mother's womb as soon as he heard Mary's voice. But why is he in the readings for Advent? Well, he's pointing the way to Jesus. He's telling the people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Repentance means to be sorry for something, to regret actions or inactions. But repentance as a one-off wasn't good enough for John. We also have to bear fruit worthy of that repentance. It has to be lived out. So what has this got to do with Advent? Well, I don't think this is a sackcloth and ashes type of repentance where we beat ourselves up over how terrible we are. John points to Jesus and the kingdom to come. And that kingdom is marked by forgiveness, peace, and justice. I believe we should turn to God and live that out. We see so many things that are wrong with our world. War, hate, greed, oppression. These are not the ways of God. But we can take time in Advent to examine ourselves and think how we can do better. Where are the people who need love and food and care? How can we make the church a better place? How can we show the love of God every day? God has called all of us to work to build up the kingdom. We are all called to serve. At our baptisms, we declared our faith in Christ, or had those declarations made on our behalf. At our confirmations, the bishop will have prayed that the Holy Spirit would empower us for service. So, this Advent, let's take some time. Think about the kingdom of God and what we can do to show the world that it is loved by God.
Thank you, Heather. And so now we come to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone or anything on your heart and you'd like us to pray for it in real time, please do put your intention into the comments on Facebook or YouTube. And if you do that, we will try to pray for your intention during this service. Each week, sometimes people put comments in after the service as they watch it on catch up. And I can assure you that I do take those things to prayer through the week. So if you've missed us live watching on catch up, it's still worth doing if you'd like to do it. It is a public forum, though, so you might like to think carefully about exactly who you might name or the exact amount of detail you want to go into. But while we're thinking about the concerns of our hearts, let's have a reminder that we are a praying and prayerful community.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you. Hi, I'm Janet and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. We keep on our hearts and hold before God the people of Ukraine as winter gathers in. We pray for them and for the Russians. We pray for peace in that place and for those in power to settle in humility. But we pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine that they may once again be safe in their land. We hold before God the country of Myanmar and especially the Rohingya people, long treated harshly. We pray for the Uyghurs in China, for the people of Taiwan and Hong Kong. We pray for the people of Indonesia as a volcano, Mount Semeru, has erupted, sending ash billowing into the sky and sparking evacuations in Java, the country's main island. We pray for the country of El Salvador as thousands of troops are involved in a crackdown on gangs. With Elaine, we pray for Anthony, who is in hospital with pneumonia and pleurisy. And with Louise, we pray for all children who are ill and who have been in the news, particularly for parents who may be worried about strep A in this country. With Will, we pray for all those who experience gender-based violence, especially over this Christmas period. And we hold before God those who have asked personally for our prayers. So we pray for Glenys, who is recovering, and for Jean, for Corona in her recovery and for Nosheen, for Ollie's grandfather Barry. We pray for Kathy and for Maggie, for Bibi, for Vanessa's friend Val. We continue to pray for John as he recovers from his stay in hospital. And we pray for Gareth and Iris and Jean. And we commend to God Jennifer, who died recently, and we pray for her family. And in a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say the Lord's Prayer together in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining our service today and for being part of this community of St. John's. You're all invited to our 12 noon Friday Eucharist at St. John's. It lasts around 30 minutes. There was no evening prayer last week, but it's back this week. So if you'd like to know how to join us at 5 o'clock each weekday for a 15-minute evening prayer service, do please send us an email. We'll be back next Sunday at 10 o'clock in St John's, on the live stream at 5 to 4, and on the phone from 5 o'clock. However you join us, it's great to have you with us, and you are each very much a part of our community. Now here's God's blessing for each and every one of us. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you. Scatter the darkness from before your path, and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We'll end today, as we usually do, with some photos and some video. I have a clip of our choir rehearsing for our Advent carol service last Sunday evening. Now, at the moment, St John's is surrounded by a Christmas market. And there's a bar outside our east window, and it's got coloured lights which cycle through various colours. I managed to record the choir practicing as the lights cycled through green and finally into our Advent purple, matching the altar frontal. So do look out for that. We also have a video featuring a light and sound installation just outside the church in St John's Gardens. It features some esoteric mixings of our choir singing and speaking. We've also got some photos of the newest member of our ministry team at St John's. His name is Bryce. He's a New Zealander and he's ministered in Australia for many years before coming to Cardiff when his wife Sally got a post at one of our universities. In the second photo of Bryce, do check out his Advent coloured shoes. They're down just in the middle of the frame at the bottom of the photo. We'll start with a photo of me at an HIV Awareness Week meeting at the Senedd, which is the Welsh Parliament. We wish each and every one of you a holy, gentle and a blessed week. Paz e bien. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew, bendithiog, chi.